You're listening to a podcast from Victory. What does it mean to have faith to be delivered? Learn from the life of Jehoshaphat in week one of Dare to Believe.
We are focusing on the word faith, and that is dare to believe. Kaya nga, magpa-fast po tayo bukas, no? Excited na po ako. Ewan ko ba, excited ba kayo? We want to encourage every single one, lahat po tayo dito, you know, for you to start really taking time to fast. Okay, pag sinabi po natin fasting, is really abstaining for the food and the meal. And we want to encourage you, if you never had an experience of fasting, yung baby steps lang, hindi nyo kailangan hindi kumain isang araw. Okay, naiintindihan po namin yung trabaho po natin na kailangan natin kumain. Pero iba rin ho, when you start the year right, especially it's really crucial for tomorrow, starting tomorrow till Friday, kasi nga, this is a moment where we really seek God and ask God, okay, desperately for what He wants to do in our lives. And because we are God's people, we want to respond properly, alright? And so, yung mag-skip ka lang na isang meal, yeah, tapos yung nga, instead of watching Aldab, di ba? Instead of watching whatever, you know, take that time to read your Bible, to go through the devotions, really seek the Lord and believe God that you will have a revelation, you want an encounter with God. And that's what we want for you to experience and to really grow in faith. And so our focus is really about faith, all right? If there's anything for the year, okay, as we start right, is to seek the Lord and really start with faith. Just to give you an overview of what will take place for the whole month of January, today we're going to talk about the faith to be delivered. Next week, we're going to talk about Joshua, that he has that faith to declare. And then the week after that, we're going to talk about faith to conquer. We're going to focus on the character of Caleb. And then the fourth week, we'll be focusing on Zelophehad's daughter, where we're going to focus on the faith to claim. And last but not the least, we're going to focus on David's mighty men, which is the faith to serve. So everything that we talk about for the whole month of January is all about faith. All right, and so to start with this preaching, I'd like to ask everyone to stand on our feet as we give reverence to God's word. Our text today is in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 3 to 12. I'm reading on ESV. Here's what the Word of God says. Verse 3. Then Jehoshaphat was afraid. Everybody say afraid. And set his face to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. Verse 4. And Judah assembled to seek help from the Lord. From all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. Verse 5. And Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah in Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. In your hand are power and might, so that none is able to withstand you. Did you not, our God, drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people, Israel, and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? And they have lived in it and have built for you in it a sanctuary for your name, saying, if disaster comes upon us, the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we will stand before his house and before you. For your name is in this house and cry to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save. And now behold, the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came from the land of Egypt, whom they avoided and did not destroy. Behold, they reward us by coming to drive us out your possession, which you have given us to inherit. O our God, will you not execute judgment on them? For we are powerless against this great horde that is coming against us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. For this is the word of the Lord for all of us this evening. Let's pray. Lord God, we ask for the spirit of might, for your spirit to dwell upon us. May we encounter you as we hear your word today. May the spirit of faith, just like Jehoshaphat, will come upon us that we may learn how he responded. Lord, we ask through the power of the Holy Spirit, as you, Lord God, bless the preaching of your word, that you will draw all men unto you, that all of us, Lord God, will have one mind, one heart, one spirit, and one accord as we receive your word today. We give you glory for what you're about to do. We ask this in Jesus' mighty name we pray, and everyone would say, amen. Please take your seat. Audacious faith, all right? What is audacious faith? The word audacious actually means daring, means spirited. Let me ask you, how many of you wants to be daring for the year 2016? How many of you wants to be spirited, full of life, full of energy, full of vigor? It came from the Latin word audacia, or audacity, which means a daring spirit, resolution, or confidence. It means adventurous. Kaya yung pinakita po natin video kanina. You might be wondering, why is that? Why a guy who's environmentalist, if you would go to the mountain? Why? Because the guy step out in faith. And no matter what the odds is, no matter how difficult to climb a certain mountain, nothing can stop the guy because of his audacious faith. And so this is so important for all of us. We believe that the word of the Lord for us here in Victory is for us to be bold in our faith by stepping out and trusting God for the challenges that we'll be facing. Not only that, but for us to be bold also with the promises of God given to us. Baka may, si Lord, may mga words siya sa atin, may mga promises siya sa atin na sinabi sa atin, mga nakaraan pa na hindi pa napufulfill. Huwag natin kalimutan yan. Sa totoo lang, maybe this is the moment for us to step out in faith. And so, just looking at the background of what we just read, we talk about Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat was the fourth king of the nation of Judah, where this guy was a righteous person. This guy was a godly man. He didn't follow his father's footstep when his ninuno, yung mga lolo at mga lolo niya, na they basically disobeyed God and didn't follow the ways of the Lord. But he made the decision to follow God no matter what. And so he was righteous. But we see here the very first verse that we read. Sabi po rito, then Jehoshaphat was afraid and he set his face to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. First things first, this king of Judah, Jehoshaphat, who was a righteous king, all of a sudden face a crisis that he never imagined that he'll be facing. Imagine tatlong different kinds of group joined together and wanting to annihilate and take over the land of Judah. And since he's the leader, he was threatened. Siyempre, if you're threatened, what's your first reaction be? Parang scenario, alright, hindi naman mangyayari. I hope not. Because I believe in the God that we serve, that He's a mighty God. The scenario is just like this. Imagine the whole China will take the Philippines. Imagine the whole China nag-imbita pa. In-invite yung North Korea. Okay? Di lang. Nag-invite pa ng iba. Tatlo sila. Okay? In-invite yung Libya. Tara, atakihin natin yung Pilipinas. Ano ang gagawin mo? Anong gagawin natin, di ba? He faced this overwhelming odds that he never realized as a righteous man, probably if that happens to us, are you sure, Lord? Merong crisis ako ma-experience. Eh, Lord, righteous ako eh. How can a righteous man such as me, who goes to victory, who reads your Bible, I don't deserve this. How many of you know that in this world, everything is uncertain. We cannot be sure of what will happen for 2016. Thank God the economy is doing great. Thank God for 2015. But 2016, how sure are you that everything will go right and the favor will go on your side? How sure are you? No, you cannot be sure in this world. Uncertain po yung buhay natin. Yung 2016, di natin alam kung sino magiging presidente. Diba? Di natin alam. Diba? Kung sino man siya, kung sino man yung kagustuhan nyo, darating tayo at pag-uusapan natin yung talagang tunay na kailangan natin ihalal. Okay? Sa darating po na eleksyon. We're preparing, really. You know, what kind of leader we are, that the Bible speaks of, giving us guidelines to follow. Nevertheless, going back, this guy was afraid. And so what do you do when you face crisis? Three questions we need to ask today. If there's fears that you face right now, uncertainty, you're scared of something, question number one is, where do you go? Second is, what do you do? Third is, who do you look for? Diba pag meron tayong crisis, una po sa lahat, takot tayo. Hindi natin alam gagawin natin. And you know, I believe because of Jehoshaphat's prayer, because of the crisis that he experienced. We could learn based on his response. Verse 3 says, Jehoshaphat was afraid and set his face to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah assembled to seek help from the Lord. From all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. I believe seeking God is so crucial. Kaya po yung gagawin natin itong limang araw. Crucial to para sa atin. Whatever happens this week determines the outcome of 2016 for all of us. We want to start right. And listen to this. We don't need something of a big deal of fear to haunt us in order for us to fast. Hindi po natin kailangan ng malaking crisis para mag-respond tayo na mag-fast kay Lord. Ngayon pala, nagpa-fast na tayo. Kasi God is preparing us. Is it for worse? I don't know. Is it for the best? I hope so. But God is preparing every one of us for 2016. Our hope, just the same way as the whole Philippines had this survey that 91% had this hope that great things will happen for 2016. Are we on that? But nevertheless, may mga uncertainties pa rin tayo. May mga fears pa rin tayo. May mga insecurities pa rin tayo. What good about Jehoshaphat was this? He was a godly man. He was righteous, but yet, he remains truthful. He was not afraid to show his true feelings and say, guess what? I'm insecure. I'm scared. I'm afraid. These three nations who's about to hit us, and they're going to hit us big. They're going to kill us. And so, what was in his prayer for us to learn? Ano ba yung prayer niya na kailangan natin makita? Ano ba yung nilalaman ng puso niya? Sabi po sa verse 12, sabi niya ganun, O our God, will you not execute judgment on them? For we are powerless against this great horde, referring to those three big nations about to hit him, that is coming against us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Everybody say, our eyes are on you. First things first, in spite of the fear that he faced, Jehoshaphat, in humility, mentioned a prayer when he said, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. If we want to respond right for this year, I believe we got to respond in humility. It's okay to be honest. It's okay to say, I'm facing a big problem. It's okay to say, hey, look, I'm about to give up. It's okay to say, I'm insecure. I have this big insecurity. It's okay to say, I'm hurting. It's okay to say, I'm facing a big, huge problem. That's what he said. And I hope we will respond in humility. But his humility is not just based on his honesty, but his humility is based on his response, seeing his almighty God. Sabi niya ganyan, Lord, hindi namin kaya to. Hindi ko kaya to, Lord. Lord, powerful kami sa nation. In fact, we have beaten the others. But at this moment, Lord, we just want to say, we do not know what to do. This is beyond us. Lord, hindi kaya ng capacity ko, hindi kaya ng talent ko, hindi kaya ng knowledge ko, hindi kaya kung ano mang pinag-aralan ko, hindi kaya ng kung ano mang resources meron ako, hindi kaya, Lord, yung abilidad ko. Lord, let our eyes focus on you. In other words, Lord, we are giving up, we are focusing ourselves on you. That's what humility is. It's acknowledging the greatness of our God, not seeing the problem or seeing our weaknesses. Can you say amen to that? From Jehoshaphat, we could learn how to trust God's deliverance amid these overwhelming odds that he was facing. Question is, how do we have that kind of faith? How do we have audacious faith in the midst of overwhelming odds? If the word for us is audacious faith, how can we have this? Again, the focus of this faith is for deliverance. Maybe today we're experiencing this kind of crisis. And maybe not. Maybe siguro ngayon, sinasabi ni Lord sa atin, because something is about to hit you personally. Or something's about to hit your family. Or something's about to hit your business. Something's about to hit your emotional life. Something's about to hit your love life. Something is about to hit the unexpected. That's why this is what we need, the audacious faith for deliverance. Are you ready for this? Okay, number one, audacious faith is knowing and looking unto God's might and sovereignty. Audacious faith is knowing and looking to God's might and sovereignty. Sabi po sa verse 6, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. In your hand are power and might, so that none is able to withstand you. Imagine this. In the midst of this chaos and problem, he did not waver in his faith. Hindi siya nagreklamo. Hindi siya nag-complain, Lord, ano ba naman niya? Kala ko ba kami in church? Kala ko ba yung blessing and protection nasa amin? Hindi siya nag-complain, hindi siya nag-grumble. Ano ba naman klase yung faith to? Ano ba naman klase? Lord, akala ko ba? Walang ganun, hindi nag-self-pity. Lord, ano na mangyayari sa amin? Naku, defeated na kami. Hindi ko na alam mangyayari for 2016. Naku, wala na akong ganito. Naku, wala. Pero iba yung sinabi niya. Sabi niya ganun, Lord, God of our fathers, Lord, ikaw yung God of heaven. Lord, in you rule and reign. Sinasabi ni Pastor doon, kinakanta natin, kanina dinedeclare natin. Yun yun, you are the ruler and the one who reigns in the nations. Your hand are power and might, so that none is able to withstand you. God was, Jehoshaphat was declaring who his God is. And let me tell you this, you know, there's really a big difference of a king who could make a decision for his nation. I remember during the September 11th of 2001, the unexpected happened in the U.S. People say, U.S., you cannot defeat them. You cannot enter U.S. You cannot just bomb the United States. But something happened that's beyond them, and fear started to struck their hearts. All right? Imagine those twin towers that we could see so beautiful in New York. Where is the twin towers? It's gone. 3,000 were dead that time. Never in the history of the United States, lahat na yanig. Hindi po ba? And because of that, this president, who was righteous, I believe, boldly declares something based on his decision in heart. And he said, justice will come to those who did this for us. Because of that decision, the whole United States changed its course of history, even the rest of the world. Because of that decision, U.S. Congress overwhelmingly gave a go signal attack those who did this, those who were responsible. True enough, grabe yung might ng U.S. who took over Afghanistan. Alright? And obviously people died. And what happened was, because of that decision of that president, imagine the whole nation was affected, even us, economically. All right? People doesn't know what to do. Imagine if, sabi nila, if the U.S. will have a cold, di ba? Everybody will sneeze or something like that, to that effect. But nevertheless, that's what happened. And so, imagine the whole history really changed. Just imagine the domino effect of a decision. And let me tell you this. Why am I sharing this? Because let me tell you, when God is about to make a move, it will alter the lives of people and the whole nation. Why? Because He's a God who holds the affairs of nations, the one who is in control, and all the power that we need lies upon the God that we serve. Can you say amen? And so audacious faith is what? It's knowing and looking unto God's might and sovereignty. Why is it that he has that kind of faith? You know why? Simple as this. Because he walked with God and he knows his God. Let me ask you this. Do you know how mighty, do you know how powerful your God is? Do you know how he can provide for you? That he's waiting for that faith to be seen in you for this moment in 2016 so that he could experience a breakthrough in your life. He's just waiting for you to have that audacious faith. And for you to see the goodness and the power of our God. Let the year 2016 will be a time to know God in a deeper way, church. Can you say amen to this? Audacious faith is knowing and looking into God's might and sovereignty. Second, audacious faith is remembering and looking to God's mighty acts of faithfulness. Sabi po rito sa verse 7, did you not, our God, drive out the inhabitants of the land before your people Israel and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? This time, si Jehoshaphat, nire-remind si Lord kasi naalala niya history nung Israel. Teka, may God heritage kami. Nakita namin kung paano kami tulungan ni Lord. Paano naging deliverer si Lord sa amin. Sabi niya ganun, Lord, did you not, you yourself, our God, the God of our forefathers, you're the same God, isn't it that you drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel? Lord, di ba ginawa mo na ito dati? And give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? Lord, remember yung ninuno namin si Abraham? Di ba, Lord, close kayo? Yung covenant mo, Lord? Hindi ka magbabago, Lord, eh. Kasi ito ka. How many of you believe that we can look to our history because we can see His story? No matter what had happened in the past, I promise you, my friend, you could have been dead. Dapat wala ka dito ngayon. Dahil si Lord, merciful, gracious, ang galing ni Lord. Para sabihin sa kanya, grabe siya. Totoo naman, di ba? Si Lord yun eh. How can we see God's faithfulness in our lives? We can look to past victories. We can remember what the Lord did. And look to the past victories. I remember when, basta sometime early 2000, I invested. Okay, we had this, an investment giving to this one group. Alright? Na networking. Yung mag-invest po ako. So lahat po ng pera namin, tinulong, basta nag-invest ako. Yung, gumago yung pera namin. Lago na ng pera. E yung time po nung nag-MPD ako, the church doesn't pay for me. I don't get love offering in the church. I would raise up partners. Alright? And it was kind of, it was really tough, alright? You need to have that faith. But anyway, so we invested and just imagine, we invested and sabi ko, oy, good enough. The return every month, good enough to pay for our, you know, our monthly mortgage for our car. And so that's what we did. So anyway, after that, after making a decision, say, yeah, we're gonna buy na lang that car. So after 3 months, we were okay. Then all of a sudden, I received a phone call from a friend who's part of that networking. Sabi niya sa akin, Pastor Mark! Wala nang pera. Yung head nung na-scam tayo. Okay? In other words, all the money that we put in was gone. Lahat. Sa'ed. Walang natira. Ano ang gagawin ko? Okay. Nung nalaman ko, grabe, bad report talaga siya. Umiiyak yung alam mo, sobrang, grabe, sobrang kaba, sobrang takot. You know what? When I, after that call, I put the phone down. First thing I did was to go to God. I said, Lord, you are faithful. You never, ever left me when I was in need, when I was still single. Never that nagutom ako. Never na nawalan ako ng damit, wala akong susuotin. Never, Lord, get nang nawalan ako. In other words, that's true. All right? And it's, Lord, this will never happen to me. I don't know how to pay for the car, for the rent, for the tuition fee of my kids. I don't know where to get the money. My situation was unstable. It was really big deal. And so for 3 years, I want to say, I don't know where we got the money, how God's faithfulness have provided every single day. And I kid you not, listen to this. I had that need. I did not post it on Facebook. Kasi wala pang Facebook, no? Multiply. Listen to this. Nobody knows. I kept it. Nobody knows except my family. We were praying, believing God, and saying, God, thank you that you are faithful. Kasi dati, Lord, wala kami na, hindi namin maalala na wala kaming Basta wala, hindi kami nagutom, hindi kami nangailangan. Kaya, Lord, pinakita sa amin ni Lord, bayad lahat, wala ho kaming utang. Never nagkaroon po kami ng utang. Let me tell you that. In spite of that crisis that hit us, God was faithful. And I want to remind you today, for you to have that audacious faith, you got to look on the past victories and say, God, kayang-kaya namin to ngayon. Itong 2016, kahit anong mga problema, mga challenges, yung mga troubles na mapiface namin, Lord, kayang-kaya natin kasi you've been a faithful God and you're gonna come to our aid no matter what. Kaya nga mga kapatid, yung din yung going back, kaya ang dali na mag-plant ng Church of Victory Antipolo. Alam nyo ba? Kasi noong 2000, nagkaroon po tayo ng phase 1 sa fort, the build natin. Wala tayong utang noon. Tapos kayo phase 2, siguro 400% yung cost noon. Yung pagpapatay, guess what, siguro 2% na lang po, tapos na tayo doon sa phase 2 po natin. Okay, sa fort. Ngayon naman, Antipolo, sa loob-loob po, sisiw lang yan kay Lord. Pero, hear this. When I look at the cost and the blueprint and all, we have a place already. Sabi ko, Lord, ang laki nito. Saan ako kukuha nito? Lord, sisiw lang yan. God is in control. God has been faithful. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He wants to bless us. He wants to advance His kingdom because we have a God who is faithful no matter what. Can you say amen? He will come through. Why is that? Because we can remember and look to God's mighty acts of faithfulness. That is God's commitment to us. Can you say amen? Amen. Thirdly, audacious faith is praising and worshiping our God in the midst of battle. 2 Chronicles 20:18-21 says, Jehoshaphat bowed down with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down in worship before the Lord. Everybody say, fell down in worship. Then some Levites from the Kohathites and Korahites stood up and praised the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice. Guys, eto, hindi lang threat, eto, nag-move na, pumasok na. He was so honest. He acted in humility, but yet, he bowed down in worship and praise. In the midst of battle, what would you do? Would you be fearful? Will you be scared? Bakit nag-praise and worship? Parang wala yata siyang ginawa. Alam niya, hindi niya kaya eh. Alam niya, it's more than the strength, more than the resources. It's an overwhelming odd. What he did was he started to depend and look unto God and just worship Him and just praise Him. Na ginawa siya, yes, he was acting in audacious faith. In the midst of the battle, he wasn't afraid. But he looked unto his God, who is the battle, who's gonna fight for him. And God indeed showed up. He started to magnify the Lord. In Psalm verse 34, verse 3 to 4, here's what it says. Oh, magnify the Lord in me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and He answered me and delivered me from my fears. What kind of fears that you're facing today? What kind of uncertainty that you are right now challenging yourself with? What are the insecurities that you are facing? Here's the answer. If we seek the Lord and magnify Him, guess what? He will answer you and deliver you from all the fears. Can you say amen? Here's what happened. In verse 22, and when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set an ambush against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir who had come against Judah so that they were routed. When they started to look upon God and started to praise and worship for who He is, hindi sila nayinig, hindi sila nag-complain, hindi sila nag-self-pity, nag-pity party. Lord, mamamatay na kami. Hindi ganon. They look unto God in praise and worship. They were seeking God. They were in prayer and fasting. Guess what happened? God started to move. God started to act. God set something. He set an ambush against all the men of Moab and Ammon and the Mount Seir. All of them were routed. Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah won and experienced deliverance from that threat of invasion. Why? Because God was fighting for them. When you started praising and worshiping God in the midst of battle, God is going to work out things for you. God is going to move in our behalf. Why? Because He is God and He will remain faithful and victorious in our lives. Psalm 18 verse 3 says, I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise and I am saved from my enemies. Hindi siya nanawag yung mga kung sino mga kadikit niya. Hindi nanawag ng rest back. Si Lord lang. Lord! Thank you, nandiyan ka. Lord, we're just gonna worship. We're just gonna enjoy. Lord, ano lang kami? Tax. Ang hirap na. Pero Lord, takot kami. Ako nakakatawa. Pero Lord, sige, we're gonna look unto you. In the midst of that, God was doing something. God was working in their midst, in their behalf. Verse 24, when Judah came to the watchtower of the wilderness, they looked towards the horde, and behold, they were dead bodies lying on the ground. None had escaped. In other words, lahat patay. Wala ko silang ginawa. Literally, they didn't fight. These men, they were just worshiping God. What is God telling us? God is telling us we got to know how to depend on the Lord no matter the rest, no matter the challenges, no matter the big the problems are. He will work and fight the battle for us. Chillax lang. Worship lang tayo kay Lord. Takot ba tayo? Oo. Siyempre, insecure nga tayo. Eh. Lahat tayo, hindi pwedeng secure ka. But it's time for you. It's time for you to have that audacious faith and trust in the Lord. Hindi lang po ito. When Jehoshaphat, verse 25, and his people came to take their spoil, they found among them in great numbers goods and clothing. Ano kayong mga signature clothing yun? Precious things which they took for themselves until they could carry no more. They were 3 days in taking the spoils. It was so much. Si Lord, hindi lang lumaban, hindi niya lang pinatay. Lahat ng mga ari-arian, lahat ng mga the finest of these 3 tribes, these 3 groups, they can't contain it. In other words, I'll kill them. Everything that they have is yours. Folks, the provision that you need, the battle that you face, God can do it for you. Would you have that audacious faith? Would you trust Him more than trusting yourselves? Would you trust God on His power and faithfulness? Verse 20, early in the morning, they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in whom? Have faith in the Lord, your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in His prophets and you will be successful. Sabi niya, ito ang gagawin natin. What's the game plan? The game plan is this. Audacious faith. You want to have a successful, productive, abundant, an increase in your personal life, in your business, in your marriages, in your family, in your studies, whatever challenge you face. You want that success? Audacious faith. Get out of your slumber. Repent of the things that you've been doing that is not right with God. Don't you ever worry. Don't you ever doubt. Don't you ever give yourself to unbelief. But focus on God. His mighty acts, His faithfulness, His power, His sovereignty, and He will come not to rescue you, but even to bless you with more than you can ever imagine. That's why as we leave this place for the first Sunday for the year 2016, remember this. We can have audacious faith in God's deliverance from overwhelming odds because He's mighty and He is faithful. How many of you believe that God deserves our praise? How many of you believe that God deserves our worship? Whatever situation you're into, whatever the challenges that awaits for us for the year 2016, We can relax. We can look unto God. Remember the past victories. Look unto Him. His might, His strength, His abundant blessing, His sovereignty. We can have audacious faith in God's deliverance from overwhelming odds because He's mighty and faithful. Pray right now. Lord, we acknowledge You. Just like Jehoshaphat. Lord, You're the God of heaven. You are our Heavenly Father. You're the one who's given us life. And Lord, in spite of our own shortcomings, our frailties, in spite of our imperfections, Lord, thank You. But You're a God who will never change. But You remain faithful. But You remain mighty. You remain sovereign. And Lord, we are Your people. And indeed, Lord, You are our shepherd. And so, Lord God, here we are. We declare that the year 2016 will be a year of breakthrough. And having said that, Lord, here we are. We want to start right by humbling ourselves, just like Jehoshaphat. We want to say, Lord, we're powerless. Lord, we are nobody. We are nothing, Lord. It's only You who caused us to have life, caused us, Lord God, to have these open doors, cause us, Lord God, to have all the energies. Cause us, Lord God, to have being fruitful and productive, Lord. Lord, kung hindi po dahil sa Inyo, wala po kaming kakainin, wala po kaming mararating, Lord. Lord, kung ano mang nangyari po sa buhay namin, Lord, nagustuhan Niyo po dito, Lord. Lord, hindi po kayo magbabago kailanman. Lord, I pray today, before You can come before the Lord today, speaking You and God, would You acknowledge humility? You're nobody. That we're powerless. That apart from God, apart from Christ, we can do nothing. You're nobody. You are insecure. Yes, we are. We are full of pride and insecurities, full of misery. We are defeated. We are nothing and nobody in this world. That's why we needed Him in our lives, because He's the one that's going to give us victory. Lord, today, as we acknowledge You, we put our full trust on who You are and for what You're about to do. Ngayon pa lang, Panginoon, dinideal na namin yung mga bagay na kung ano po yung sinasabi mo sa amin, mga bagay, mga na kailangan i-deal namin. Ngayon pa lang, Lord God, we're making a decision. We are putting everything at Your feet, at the altar, Lord, and saying, Lord, we let go and we let You to be our God. Lord, we pray that You would come to our rescue. We pray that You have come, Lord God, to our aid. We pray, Lord God, that You will show us Your mind. You will show us Your way. Not our own connections, not the way we think that it will be good for us, but the way You want things to happen. And so, Lord God, even as You set, Lord God, ambush to deliver Your people, Lord, today, whatever, Lord God, the challenges and the battle we face, Lord, I pray that You also do that for Your people right now. I pray, Lord God, that You give us what we need based on what You want us to receive. Lord, we just let go of what our desires, what we want. Lord, kung ano po yung gusto Nyo, Lord God, yun po ang gusto namin. And that is our prayer today. May Your will be done, Lord. May Your kingdom come. Lord, I know You will bring surprises, Lord. Step out and have that audacious faith. Just like Jehoshaphat and the whole land of Judah, Lord God, where they themselves, Lord, can experience not just breakthrough, but even, Lord God, abundance, increase, multiplication of blessing. And that's our prayer, Lord God, for all Your people today. Father, we honor You right now. We give You glory. May we come in humility. May we act in faith and in humility before.
Thank you for listening to one of our podcasts. We hope it blesses and inspires you to honor God and make disciples. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app for free on the iTunes Store or Google Play. If you would like to share a story of God's faithfulness in your life, please visit victory.org.ph/mystory.